All right. Hey everyone. This is our podcast. I guess we'll jump right into it. We're just going to talk about current events, both politics. We're going to do content, like online stuff, and then we can do some tech stuff as well.
Yeah.
So,
do we want to introduce ourselves first real quick?
Yeah, I guess we can introduce ourselves. I'm Atarv Gopalani, youtube.com/AtarvGopalani if you want to.
Sick plug, yeah. Sick plug.
Why would you do that? That's boring.
I'm Sid. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm Rishi. I don't have a YouTube channel like Atarv.
You can call me AJ, because I'm AJ.
Wonderful.
We may refer to him as Adita. So, yeah.
Okay. Don't worry if we just like mess up in speaking. We're all really bad. Just
what
in
is
general.
Speaking's hard. You know that.
Legally, yeah. English is my second language. Legally,
yeah, technically, same.
It's also mine.
Yeah, same.
Even though I know English better.
Yeah.
But, like, it's technically my second language. Yeah.
Fun fact. So, before we get into, like, all the actual stuff, fun fact. So, I was in a different Discord, right? I was, like, in a different Discord VC stuff. And no one there could tell that, like, I was, like, no one could tell that I had, like, an accent or anything. And literally thought I was just, like, white, like no one knew.
I mean,
until
isn't
I
that because we don't have an accent because
well,
we're all born in
well but
in
here's
America.
The thing
I mean, that, no,
I'm
but like but
I'm really self-conscious about the way I talk. Like I will literally repeat things to myself just to see if I was talking in an accent or not.
No, the funny thing is I can still tell a lot of the time if someone is Indian versus if they're white.
Yeah.
Like, just from hearing their voice. Even if they're, like, born and raised in America and they have an American accent or whatever, you can still tell, you know?
Yeah, you can tell. And in addition, I'm just, like, really self-conscious about, like, the way, like, I talk, and I'm really scared that, like, an accent will come out. Because, you know, like, when I talk to, like, my parents or anyone like that,
it
just straight up, like...
Mm-hmm. Typically when I talk to another, like, not, when I talk to another, like, native Indian person, not like us, like, if I go to India and I'm talking to someone there, like a family member or something, I typically, like, unconsciously switch to an Indian accent.
Yeah, yeah. And
I can do a good Indian accent, so whenever I go to India and speak English, my cousins who speak English can't understand me because, like,
no,
they can't understand my
accent.
Yeah,
I know.
I can't do an Indian accent on demand.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
When I do it on demand,
it sounds insultingly like
bad. But like when I do it and I unconsciously do it, people literally just be like, "What the heck did you just do?" Like,
when I hear you two like switch accents, it sounds like the most natural thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, and it just happens.
Yeah,
It does
just happen naturally. And when someone calls attention to it, I switch back to an American accent.
Yeah, exactly. And in addition, like, so a couple of times, like, I've just, like, walked with my parents or whatever, just, like, outside, right? And I'll be talking to them, and I'll be in, like, the Indian accent. And then I'll see that there's someone, like, walking. I will subconsciously switch to, like, my normal accent, like, this accent again. And it's the weirdest thing, but it just, like, it just happens. And, like, I don't know, it unconsciously happens, and like you brought up, like, my sister, right? If my sister speaks English in India, no one can understand her whatsoever. Like, they they know English really well, it's just they can't understand a single thing that she says, whereas...
It's funny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, you can go.
It's funny because, I feel like, obviously, like, your younger siblings out, my younger, I'm obviously an only child, but I have younger cousin siblings. I consider them siblings, but they're my cousins, right? I feel like anyone below like 8 or maybe 7 is like on a totally different, it's like we're the same generation, but it feels like a different, like, I don't know, sub generation.
Yeah,
they feel so different.
Yeah,
that's because we're like on the older side of our generation, they're on the younger
side. No, but like still if you like look at our parents and stuff, right? they get along with each other just fine, and they talk about like their school and stuff like that. And they really like they would all like play with kids who were like 2, like 3 years younger, like 4 years younger, whatever. And
See, that's the thing. I think it's because, okay, so like my mom is like super close with her cousins that are like 10 years younger than her, right?
Yeah.
But I think the problem, the difference with us is that we became teenagers and stuff as smartphones became super popular, and as iPads and tablets became super popular. Computers obviously were before our time, but obviously computers have evolved as we have grown too, right? So I think the thing is now if you look at a lot of my younger cousins, they can't eat anything without watching the iPad. Of course,
Yeah.
I always liked watching the TV when I was young
Yeah.
and I was eating, but
I
like,
still do that today.
yeah, I of course do it today, but it's not like a dependency
Yeah, it's
one.
like not a necessity. Like I can turn it off and like talk to my parents and eat. And it's really funny you bring that up, Atarv, because like literally just today, my sister, we were like all eating, okay? And my sister was blasting My Little Pony from our iPad at the like at the table while eating. Okay, no joke. And my mom and here's the thing. I literally tell her to turn down the volume, she'll just stop it. And I have no idea why, but she'll just like stop it. So, but my mom said other thing, can you just stop it and like just like can you talk to us while we eat? She literally just turned it off and she literally just didn't eat for a period of time.
Yeah, no, and it's like, okay, this seems like nitpicky now, but like the content they do watch, it's not tasteful. Okay, obviously they're like little children and they're interested in bright flashy things, but when we were young, the like television we watched, it sounds like such a boomer thing to say coming from like a 15-year-old, but the stuff we watched versus what they do watch, they watch like Peppa Pig and all that, right? But like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse was weird, but at least it was educational. Yeah, no. I know a lot of people obviously watch like all sorts of different shows. I'm just saying the ones we watch seem way more educational than the ones that are around now.
Yeah.
And besides, even okay, forget about my voice just went up like three octaves. Okay, disregard for okay, fine. Let's disregard TV shows because a lot of kids don't watch TV shows now. They just watch YouTube, right?
That's true.
And
No,
on
wait a
YouTube, the
minute.
stuff.
But kids still watch TV shows, but like one show that I would like always watch, and I literally watched it. Like I went back and I started watching it again, even when I like became older, just because of how good it was, and yet it was still
Arthur.
educational. No, forget Arthur. I'm gonna get a lot of hate for saying
What?
that, but Phineas and Ferb, dude. Phineas and
Oh
Ferb,
my God, dude.
ate
Phineas and Ferb is so
that
good.
equates for so much of my vocabulary and like just random knowledge that I have.
Because, okay, not only is it somewhat educational, it's also like it provides tasteful comedy that you can still
Yeah.
go back and enjoy as a as like
Yeah, like I
an
would
older person.
legitimately laugh at Phineas and Ferb. Like it was legitimately funny. But like and
I
yet at
feel
the
like
same
a
time.
lot of like shows meant for children back then, they had in a lot of like they put in a lot of adult references so like the parents don't
I
get bored
think
as well.
that's good because even if, I know a lot of the problem is a lot of those jokes don't fly on television nowadays. They're not allowed, but I feel like that's a better thing because even though the children can't understand them, the parents can also relate to the show and they can still find enjoyment in watching it.
But forget that. Let's just take a second to like contrast. Like there were a lot of shows that like went past my age, like went past after like I was after I was little. And I see some kid shows now. And okay, like let's talk about Peppa Pig for a second, okay? Peppa Pig, I never like watched it as a kid because I don't think it was really like a th like too much of a thing back
I
when
didn't
we were
even know
small.
it existed.
Yeah, I didn't know it
I was
existed.
scared of Daddy Pig.
I didn't know
What?
about Peppa Pig until my sister, like, started watching it. And I was just trying to think, like, comparing and contrasting, like, something like Phineas and Ferb to Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig is, like, nothing in it.
Yeah, no, it's bland. It's just a British pig.
Forget bland. Literally every episode ends with them falling into a muddy puddle laughing.
It reminds me of Caillou. You know how Caillou is like a whiny brat?
Caillou taught nothing. Yeah. Like, I realize now I'm contradicting my point, but Caillou, all it taught was, it taught four-year-olds how to be spoiled.
Yeah, no, like, okay, maybe it taught you some lessons about, like, friendship and stuff like that. Okay, whatever, bull. But, like,
just watch My Little Pony Friendship is Massive.
It's, oh my god. Dude, don't. I have had to listen to that. But that has been my wake-up call for the past 3 months. I just wake up to My Little Pony.
Yeah, no, My Little Pony is, something's up with that show. It's just, something's up with that show.
There's
something wrong with it. I can't place my finger on it.
But here's the thing. I literally tried showing my sister, like, okay. Also, I feel like a lot of the shows that we watched back then, some of the shows, they were more, what is it called? Not adultish, but it was more like,
family.
No, not family friend. Now it seems like everything is just like mush given to like children to like soothe their brains or whatever. But like we had like
soothe their brains. Okay.
But like
okay,
we had Phineas. Wait. We had like Phineas and Ferb. We had there were other shows that I used to watch, like Avatar. Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Literally some kids have never watched Avatar, and I literally tried showing it to my sister. She didn't watch it. She didn't like it.
My sister watched it.
But, like, it's just, we had, like, Avatar, we had that. SpongeBob was a different situation.
SpongeBob is, like, it was meant to be an adult show, yeah. And then they realized kids were watching it, and then they were like, okay, we gotta change some stuff up here.
No, but
wait, it was actually like, meant to be an adult show?
Yeah, SpongeBob it was meant to be an adult show. Yeah. That's why the place is called Bikini Bottom.
I thought they just did that because it was named after the Bikini Atoll.
That's a part of it. That's a part of it. But like, there are a lot of adult. There's so many adult jokes just like sprinkled into that show.
And it's funny because kids don't understand them. But as it's like recommended in Prime Video as a kids show.
Yeah.
But like, if an adult goes and watches it, they'll realize, oh my god.
Yeah.
There's just so many adult jokes.
There were just. Okay, maybe not like baby shows per se, but there were a lot of kid shows. Like we had Adventure Time, regular show, and I know some people have been watching. Like,
I loved
The Amazing World of Gumball, dude. The Amazing World of Gumball was
that
my.
That one I didn't watch all that.
That
much.
Was my.
I haven't seen any Cartoon Network.
That
shows.
Was my. There was like Steven Universe. Well, Steven Universe was still pretty like it ran for a pretty long time.
This isn't a kids show, I generally like them because I like superheroes. I like the DC animated stuff.
I never watched the DC animated stuff. I don't know why. I just never found any liking in it.
Like Young Justice, bro, that stuff was amazing.
I've never heard of that.
What age are we talking about here?
Okay, I went up like a couple of years. This was Young Justice was stuff I watched when I was like 10. But I guess we're talking about stuff around the age
of
5.
We've
okay,
just
look.
Gone up at this point in time.
look, okay. I'm moving on from TV shows. A lot of kids now just watch YouTube, right?
Yeah.
And the YouTubers they watch, I'm obviously going to throw some shade here, but it's not like this YouTuber is ever going to watch this. There's this YouTuber called Collins Key.
No, you know what's so sad about Collins Key? You know what's so sad about Collins Key?
He used to do magic.
No, that's literally what I was gonna say. He went on America's Got Talent. I really liked his magic. He did amazing magic.
He did it really well. I watched that video. He made like one like slime video and it blew up.
Making food out of candy.
Aditya, it's just these stupid challenges, and then he blew up.
Right. I remember in the thumbnails how he makes his eyes more blue.
A lot of people do that. Like, that's super
funny. Yeah, I know.
I've never seen
it's,
that.
I mean, of course. But, like, the funny thing is, it's like, I've never seen that. It's crazy because I watched reaction videos to his channel. And I wanted to, like, watch one of the videos for myself. I can't get past 2 minutes. It's so crazy. There's so much stuff happening. There's so much editing happening. There's so much... It's too much.
Yeah, and can you think about that for a second? Someone who was on America's Got Talent as a magician, who is literally he's in like compilations of like amazing magicians on America's Got Talent. He's
because
literally
he was amazing.
Can you think how much the internet changed him for him to stoop that low to like?
I mean, okay.
Let me
see,
not throw that much shade, but like not stoop that low, but like
no, it makes sense. It makes sense. He did stoop that low. But I don't blame him because he's making millions off of it.
Yeah. No, I don't blame him either. I'm just saying, think about how much the internet has just changed to the point that...
Yeah, no, forget about that. Okay, so obviously we weren't watching YouTube in 2006. We didn't have devices to watch YouTube.
Yeah.
We were like 1 and 2 years
old. We were 1 year old, right? grammar. No,
we were 1 year olds.
Oh, I said it wrong even the second time.
Yeah. You're good.
So, but, like, people like, okay, so even as I grew up a little bit, people like Ryan Higa, like, their content is so genuine versus stuff like kids' channels, like Steven Scherer.
Dude, okay, listen. So, like, I've seen my sister watch things, and it's, like, oh, like, family, like, some channels or whatever, like, as in, like, the entire family is, like, doing...
My voice is, like, dying today, but, like, can I just say, I think family vlogs are super stupid.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of that.
It's not stupid, it's sad. It's literally sad.
It's manipulative.
Yeah.
Of the children, because the children are obviously okay. So I did watch a couple videos on this, but so okay, listen, think of it like this: you're 7, okay? Mm. You can't think for yourself. Let's be honest. Actually, let's say you're like 9, okay? You still can't really think for yourself at all, okay? You're in third grade. You want to be famous. Famous sounds awesome. All the people in school are going to be your friend, right? Because you're lonely. Your parents create, okay, we're going to create a family channel, and you're going to be front and center. Because you're a cute child that does weird, cute things, right? Now, think of it like this. You're like, heck yeah, I want to do this stuff. Of course I do. But here's the problem. You have no idea what you're talking about, and your parents are leading you into a trap here. Because what happens is you grow into fame, right? And by the time you're 13, the channel might have died out. Either way, you as a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, got millions of views, and you've peaked. You've peaked at 11. Yep. Everyone knows you not by you, but by your family channel. I just feel like that's... Of course, it can be a blessing to some people as, like, a quick start or, like, a jump start or whatever. I still think it's manipulative because later on in life, those, once they become teenagers or once they become adults, they might realize, I didn't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But they can't go back and change that because I personally think it should be up to the kids. It should be up to the parents to realize that they shouldn't give the choice to a 9-year-old. Because the 9-year-old will always say yes to fame because they have no idea
and
what they're talking
another
about.
Another thing, I feel like that's such a bad example, okay? Family vlogs and, like, kid vlogs in general, okay? I feel like it sets such a bad example because you know how they, like, have super overacting and stuff in them, right?
Oh,
oh my god, this challenge, oh, it's so spicy, I can do your bit, okay? I feel like it's such a bad example because literally my sister, she wanted to like start a YouTube channel and she's like, Dad, just give me some peppers and I'll like scream and stuff like that when I eat it. That's literally her reaction. Like, that's literally what she's saying. She's not saying, listen, I want to see how I react to it and I want to record it. She's just like, give it to me and I'll like scream and like cry and stuff like that.
It's funny because, okay, that's like, my voice cracked again. My this podcast is just full of my voice cracking.
Don't worry about it.
It's just, hey guys.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Welcome. So it's funny because she doesn't realize how self-aware she's being right there. She's right. All they do, they fake everything. For views. Yeah. Everything is for views, and I feel like, yeah, as you said, it sets such a bad example for, like,
one of the only kids
people, that I... kid, yeah. How old is your, like, 8 or 9, whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it sets a bad example for 7 to 9 year olds, because they're like, oh, now I need to be a fake person, for views, or it sets such a high expectation for them. Let's say they do something, and they don't get the same... like, I don't know, kick out of it as the people on YouTube do. They don't realize that it's all fake. They're like, oh, I don't have what it takes. I'm not worth it or something, yeah. Right? It puts such a bad, like, thing on, like, their heads and their shoulders.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's just so, and it's so dumb. And the thing is, we know that that's being fake and stuff like that. We know that it's being fake and stuff. She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand that that's conceptually that's called being fake. Like, and that's not her fault. It's because it's being fed to her.
Not her fault. But the thing is, that stuff is fed to her, and then she grows up doing stuff like that. Of course, your parents obviously wouldn't let her, but there are parents that do. There are parents who encourage that.
Yeah.
Get yourself out there, kid. But you grow up being fake, and you might peak when you're 15.
Yeah. And right? You will literally hear me like calling my sister out, and I'll be like, "Aditi, stop overreacting or something like that. Stop like being fake and stuff." Yeah, and it's not her fault. It's completely not her fault. It's just
no, because they're taught to overreact.
Yeah. It's just
because my voice cracked again. I'm just gonna stop saying my voice cracked again. Next time we record a podcast, I'm going to edit like a little check mark every time my voice
cracks. Check mark counter.
I honestly don't even realize your voice cracking.
I can clearly tell the second after my voice cracks.
Well, I mean, yeah, because it's coming out of your body.
Yeah, okay, Rishi. Whatever. The point is, I forget what I was saying because I went on a rant about my voice cracking. The point is, they grow into this fake persona and it's not good for them. And you can say the same thing about ourselves because we've watched YouTube, we've watched people overreact, and in the end, it's all based on what you
see. But the thing is, we don't change. We don't change by that because we see. I think, and that goes back to like one of our really original points, which is that we grew up in this time where, when we were first like really young, smart devices and stuff weren't really a thing. Even though there was like devices and stuff, it was like really basic stuff. So
yeah, I remember. Think of it like this, Sid. So I can give an actual like interesting example of this. When I was, I don't know, like 4 or 5 or not even 5, like 7 or 8. When I moved into this area like 7 or 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
It was like I was like around 7 or 8, and then I was like, so iPhones had obviously become popular by this time. This is 2000.
Really?
This is
iPhones? We had iPods. iPod Touch? Dude,
no,
that
listen,
was the...
Listen, no, iPhones hadn't become popular among kids. iPhones had become popular in general.
Yeah.
Smartphones have become popular, but that's not something we were like, oh, I need to get an iPhone. My dad had the iPhone like 4 or 3 or something, right?
My mom still had a flip phone at around that time.
Yeah, so this is the thing, right? My dad had an old non-working flip phone, okay? You know, like, after a while, the phone is dead, right? It doesn't have a SIM, it doesn't work or whatever. And you know how when you're a kid, you, like, take a phone. I want to play with this phone. This one, this is my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, as a joke, like, role-playing, yeah. Right? I was 7 or 8, right? I picked up that flip phone, and I was so happy, like, messing with it and, like, flipping it around and then, like, messing with it and calling. Obviously, I can't say that I'm not obsessed with my phone. I have an iPhone 10, and it's a great smartphone, and I use it a lot, but, like, back when I was 7 or 8, I was, like, super, like, content with that flip phone thing. But, like, now, like, 7 or 8-year-olds need functioning smartphones, like iPhone 11.
Yeah,
I don't understand. I've seen, like, half the second graders have, like, smartphones already. I didn't get my first phone until the middle of 7th grade.
Yeah, say,
I got my first phone when I was...
Me and you both got it relatively early, I think, Atarv.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to sound like I was spoiled or whatever, but, like, I got my first phone. It was a little red phone.
It was a flip phone.
It was a fake flip phone. It was, like, it had one of those, like, super cool flip-out keyboards.
It was, like, it was, like, a Blueberry, but, like...
Yeah.
I remember those types of phones.
I thought it was really cool. Because, like, you could flip it out, and then you had keyboards. And then, like, I would download music onto it. Because even back then, I was obsessed with everything I could do with the tech, right? I was like, okay, what can I do with this phone that I have? Even if it's not an iPhone 5S or whatever was out at that time, I was like, what can I do with this phone? So I download music onto it. I go to the playground, and I hold it up to my ear like I'm taking a call. And then I'm just listening to music. I vividly remember I was listening to the season 5 Lego Ninjago theme song, I think. Or the season 4 Lego Ninjago theme song.
Nice.
Only the best, yeah. I gotta say, I had high standards.
Right? Yeah.
Wait, isn't it the same thing? Isn't it the same theme for, like, all 10 seasons? All that changes is the video?
Yeah.
They were, like, remixes.
Like, one season, it was, like, oh, people are, like, turning robotic and stuff. So it was, like,
yeah,
robotic.
There were remixes, all right? And there's, like, cool songs, all right? Come on, you guys aren't tasteful.
Beatles? No, I like the Ninjago soundtrack.
That's good. I don't know what to tell you. I love the
song. I mean, yeah. To be fair, I still to this day just listen to, like, the Pokemon soundtrack and stuff. Dude, yeah, you throw shade on, like, Pokemon soundtracks and stuff, just go.
I would listen to these, and then see now they have to 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds. And when I had that I got this little red phone when I was 8 because I would stay home alone. Of course, it was legal, but, like, I had a security system and a phone, whatever. I would stay home alone in, like, 3rd and 4th grade because my parents would be at work or whatever, or, like, for an hour or two, and I would call them every day when I got home. That's why my parents got me a phone. When I was in 5th grade, they gave me an iPhone 5S. Obviously, it didn't have service. I still used.
I remember that.
It was for games. Yeah. And then in 6th grade, I got a 6 Plus. 7th grade, I got a 7 Plus. And then 8th grade or something, I got a.
Because you kept upgrading off of your mom, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. I would get my mom's old phone, which actually worked very well. Yeah. So that's what this phone is for my mom. It works really good. So. But the thing is, now 8-year-olds, back when I was using my red phone and holding it up to my ear and listening to the Ninjago soundtrack, they need to have AirPods Pros with their iPhone 11 Pro or whatever. Oh, of course, they don't have a iPhone 11 Pro.
It's such
iPhone 11 or whatever. But
I got, like, my first phone when I was in... When was it, Atarv? I think it
sixth
was...
6th grade.
Yeah, 6th grade, right? It was, like, early 6th grade. And I remember that was still, like... A big thing. Not everyone had one. It was
everyone I knew had a phone in 6th grade.
They had phones, but, like, they didn't have good phones.
They weren't good phones. It was like an old broken phone or something. Like the screen was cracked. I got the new one at the time. Like, I got
An iPhone 6S Plus, and I remember Sid was, like, super happy and stuff.
Yeah, like that was like
now, the. I think the iPhone 7 may have released by then, Sid. So
Yeah, it wasn't like the newest news. No, iPhone 7 probably didn't release.
But that's the thing, right? Now, if you get a kid an iPhone, let's say XS, right? And the iPhone 11 Pro is released, right? Yeah. They're going to be like, I want the iPhone 11 Pro. It's sad to say, but then.
And it's like,
okay, but I can't blame them because technology has evolved, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. I don't want to sound like I'm a boomer because the thing, okay, all our parents say like, you guys are always on your phones. You guys are always, yeah, we are because of technology. They're like, you never interact with your friends. We do just over call or over text. And, we're still interacting with our friends. It's just in a different way, right?
Yeah.
And, I think that's okay that they're doing it. I just think it's interesting. It's interesting to say the least, to see that happen.
Yeah, because, okay, back then, like, you didn't have, like, a phone. Okay, whatever. And we got in, like, sixth grade. I see, like, fifth graders and, like, fifth and fourth graders with just phones. And I'm like, what the heck? Forget phones. Even if they don't have phones, like, they have iPads. My sister has had an iPad. She's going into fourth grade. She has had an iPad for the last, like, 2 years.
I remember, I had an iPad 2. Like,
I didn't have an iPad.
But listen. The iPad 2 was a family iPad.
Ah.
Yeah, same here. I had the very first iPad to ever come out. And it was a family iPad. It was so slow. And my parents wouldn't even let me use it. I only had like half an hour a day.
I had this iPad 2. My mom would get like 4 hours or something to watch whatever she wanted. My dad would get a few hours to do what he wanted. And then I would get a few hours to play my games. And I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Right? I'd get to watch my YouTube. Back then, YouTube wasn't like a big, big thing. I would just watch television.
What do you mean? What?
But
I got my first like smart device, like something that could run a game in fourth grade. It was one of those $30 iPads, not the tablets off of Amazon.
Like the fake iPads, yeah.
And it broke, and then I had to wait until Christmas of fifth grade to get an iPad.
Yeah, I know, and that's just the thing.
Before then, I didn't know anything about technology.
An iPad Pro or nothing. Right?
No, but I had an iPod. The thing is, I had an iPod. My first phone I got in like sixth grade, but I had an iPod before that. I think I had the iPod before I even moved here.
I never had an iPad.
But didn't you leave it on top of the car?
Yeah. It's a long story, but like, not long story. It's just a very odd story. I had an iPod Touch. It had I still remember. It had a Pikachu case. It was like a full Pikachu case, hard case. I had a bunch of games on it. I had an emulator on it, I think, and stuff like that.
I never had an iPod.
I had an iPod Touch. I was, like, lucky enough to get an iPod Touch. I didn't spend, like, all my time on it. How I lost it was one of the dumbest moments in my entire life. Still never found the remains of it.
Somewhere on the road.
We drove back, and Aditya, we literally drove back after like 20 minutes, and we couldn't find
it. It was in India. What are you expecting? It's like,
I'm wondering what it wasn't like in someone. India, it was here.
Oh, I thought you said it was in India. You like left it in the car?
No. I left it. Okay, let me explain the story because people don't know, right? It sounds like we're talking about random nonsense right now.
It's a great story, by the way.
So when I was, do you guys remember how old I told you I was? I forgot how old.
I think you were around eight, somewhere around that.
So somewhere around that age, what happened is we went to a family friend's house. Fun fact, family friend also lives in this neighborhood now, but, we went to, like, a family friend's house, okay? And when we were there, we were going to, from there, they were really close to another one of my family friends who just bought a new house, and they were moving there. They were in the process of moving there, so we're like, oh, we'll come help you, like, we'll come help with some stuff. So we stopped by the first family friend's house, okay? And we were there. We were just there for a bit, and then as we were leaving, as we were getting into the car, while I was tying my shoes, I put one of my hands on top of a wasp on a ledge. Like, literally, it was a ledge outside. And I'm just like, hey, why don't I put my hand here? And there was a wasp right there. So, you know, I bet you wouldn't guess. If you put your hand on a wasp, it's going to sting you.
Whoa.
It stung me, and it was the first time I'd ever gotten stung by like a wasp or a bee or what, like from anything. And I started screaming. I started screaming, and like I was dying, and this was like 8 or 9, and like everyone was like, my family friends that were there, there were like 2 girls there too and stuff like that. So it was like, I was just like screaming and I was like dying. So then I handed my iPod to my mom because my iPod was in my hand, because I was like using it right before that, doing whatever, you know. So
doing 8-year-old stuff.
Yeah. Was Terraria out then? Because
I think
playing
so.
That Subway Surfer.
You know what? I think it was Subway Surfer. Subway Surfer and Jetpack Joyride, dude. Okay, so yeah, then, yeah, yeah. So then I give it to my mom, and my mom put it on top of our car.
Oh.
Like, she just put it on top of the car, just to, like, keep it there. And I was, like, you know, tearing up and stuff like that, and then after it, like, subsided, we're just, like, we were so done with the entire incident that we're, like, okay, let's go to the other, like, the second person's house now. So we got in, and we left. And once we were there, I'm, like, Mom, can I have my iPod? And she was, like, why would I have it?
What iPod?
I'm, like, I gave it to you when I got stung, didn't I? It must be in your purse. My mom's, like, no, it's not in my purse. So I'm like, oh, shoot. Did I leave it around the house somewhere? Like, around the second family friend's house somewhere? Because this was, like, a good 20 minutes into being at my family friend's house. So I'm like, did I use it here and just leave it somewhere? Because I was that, like, it called? Absent-minded. So then I'm like, so we searched around and we couldn't find it. So then we're like, oh, did we leave it at the first family friend's house? So then we went there and we searched around their house and we're like, oh, it's not here either. Then suddenly someone, I forgot who it was, I think it was like my dad, he's like, wait a minute, didn't you like put it on top of the car or something? And we're like, oh, shoot, we did. So by that time, we're like, oh, shit, then it's probably gone. It's probably, like, broken or something like that on the street. So we drove around, and we tried using Find My iPhone or whatever. And it, of course, I think it was dead. I think it died. So it wouldn't have mattered anyways.
I've forgotten my phone. School, like at the middle school.
I forgot mine wasn't the gym, like the big gym.
You lost your Fitbit at a robotics competition.
Oh my god, that was.
I'm gonna forever hold you accountable for that.
When did this happen?
Our teacher was so mad.
She was mad.
She was mad. She was straight up mad. She
was in seventh grade. Was Rishi there?
Yeah, I was there in seventh grade.
Yeah, I don't remember. He left it.
Me and him were both drivers, right?
Yeah, right. He left it on the turf, Rishi.
Oh.
We were taking a group picture, so we had to, like,
it's not my fault because I was forced
no,
to.
No, it's your fault. You took it off, and then you put it on the ground, and then you changed shirts, and then you forgot.
No, Sid, if this was in seventh grade, then it was Chanel and I who were drivers.
No.
No, yeah, because you had the fifth, remember?
No, I got the fifth in eighth grade. It was me and you driving in seventh grade, Rishi. I remember because in eighth grade, me and you were both like, oh, we know how to drive. What?
It was you and me doing the thing, and I was giving you the string.
Yeah.
The string, the wire.
Yeah.
Tethering.
Yes, whatever. I don't care what it's called.
You have a terrible memory.
Yeah, it was
Whatever.
Rishi. I still remember. It was me and Natarv, you and someone else.
Me, it was me and Rishi.
You and Aditya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Hey,
Janil
have a
wasn't a
great day
driver.
for
I don't
Gina
even know if
here.
did Janil even do C Perch?
No, he didn't.
Janil wasn't in C Perch in 7th grade.
Yeah, so
He
the yeah.
wasn't?
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
Oh my God, my memory is so
And
bad.
then in 8th grade, me and you were
Eighth
drivers
grade.
again. Me and you were drivers again.
I remember getting so torn up because we all lost because of him.
It's not true.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. It straight up is. Even Miss Parks was like, yeah, you're right. Because you got tangled on the way back because I was focusing on everyone else.
Yeah.
And then
So
in
you
eighth,
forgot to
and then in
It's
eighth
okay.
grade, I went on the hoops while Sid was doing the challenge, and I just like sped through it.
Yeah, dude,
Everyone else took like
you used to have
3 times
speed
as
boy.
long.
No, even on the even on our challenge, I still remember it was me and Mitchell, right? So first of all, Mitchell is the only one who kept me sane during that entire thing. But we were driving, and sorry, I was like driving through it, and I got done before everyone else in our lane, literally everyone else in our lane. And I'm like, did I like miss something? And she's like, oh, there's a magnet at the end that you can try triggering.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Didn't it like break like 3 times
No,
for
no, no, no,
on you?
no. No one said that the magnet would be in the
That was
regional
the first one.
competition. It wasn't supposed to
That
be
was
in the
me and Rishi.
regional competition.
Oh my God. Oh yes,
Do
I
you
remember.
remember
Me and
that?
Rishi,
It wasn't supposed to be in the
you
regional
were
comp.
so angry.
Yeah, you saw the panic on my face when I saw that. So me and the team next to us, we were both the fastest in our lane and like in general, okay? So we both looked at each other because we both had like good relations. We were like talking before that. We're like, shit, what do we do? So then the timer person, she's like, you can go and try doing that and I can start the timer back up. I'm like, okay, I guess. So then she said you can try poking at the magnet and maybe it'll trigger.
Oh
I'm like,
yeah, I
that was the
remember that.
most that was the most okay, in hindsight, that was the most bullshit thing, but like I believed it at the time. I'm like, because I was so panicked, I'm like, oh, okay, let me just go and tap the magnet, you know? So we literally both teams went back, tried tapping it. I tapped it twice, and then I'm like, Mitchell, it's not gonna work. And we just brought it back as fast as possible. The other team kept trying, so their time went up.
Is that why you were worried that we wouldn't get first at the regional competition? Because I
Yeah.
was pretty confident because for the obstacle course, like the hula
Yeah,
hoops,
no, that's why.
I finished like I think whoever was tethering for me, I
I
think it
think it
was
was
Atarv.
Janil. Yeah, no,
No, it wasn't Janine.
that's why I was concerned because I'm like, and that's so funny. We got first place even with me going finishing the entire thing and going back a second time, and I had to go through the entire thing.
Well, I mean, you probably still got a better time than everyone else
I
there.
did. I had to have because this team that got second place was the team next to me.
I'm gonna be honest. The presentation team, I don't know what was going on. Just so disorganized.
Okay, don't even
Oh.
bring up presentation team. Do you really want me to like go back to that?
Yes.
I
Let's
remember.
just
We
not talk
were just
about it. Let's
sitting in the
No,
back
no,
and we
no,
were
no.
so confused about what was happening.
I remember the
I
rest
don't
of the
want
build
to.
and drive team literally just stood back and watched me flame the presentation team so hard to the point where Miss Parks literally just stood in the back and let me do my thing. I remember I
No,
went.
but remember, Sid, during the presentation, like we were sitting in the back because we're the drivers and had nothing to do with like the presentation.
Yeah.
Like even the rest of the build team, they were at least like contributing to the presentation because they knew what was happening. We were just sitting in the back because we were like busy practicing driving, so we had no idea what was going on with the presentation, and we were just so confused with the entire thing.
Yeah. No, do you remember? We were actually sitting there for the presentation. We were
Yeah, that's
sitting
what I
in the
said. We
back.
were sitting in the
Yeah,
back
we
of
were
the
sitting in
room
the
behind
back
the
and
judges.
we knew that like we knew what was going on because you know we built it. Like
Also,
we knew about it. But like it's just When I heard it, I don't remember if you guys remember my reaction, Rishi.
Oh no, I do.
Do you
I
remember?
Was staring
yeah,
at
you were
you.
Staring at me, right? Do you remember
I
my
was
reaction?
Like,
the death in
save
my face,
me.
Like the death in my face when I heard what you guys were talking about. Because I'm like, dude.
Are you talking about 7th or 8th grade?
No, eighth.
Okay,
because in
seventh
grade,
don't
in
even
seventh
get
grade,
me
do you remember in seventh
the
grade?
Two
do you
girls.
Remember
the
two? The
two
no,
girls.
Forget the two girls. The
Just
eighth
the
graders
Isha
in general.
Girl.
No. The eighth graders in general. They would refuse to let us do anything, even though my design is the one that got chosen. I was a seventh grader, and my design got chosen. Two seventh graders were the drivers.
Bro,
two seventh graders were the
bro,
drivers.
Bro,
yeah.
Even in 8th grade, the presentation, it was annoying, but, okay, so for the video, right, we still obviously didn't get anything out of the video, we didn't win or anything, but I tried my best on that thing, and I spent hours on it, because I needed to gather audio, I wrote a script for it, and everything. It took me a while to make that thing, especially because I was doing a lot of a majority of the work.
Yeah.
I thought it in the end, it ended up like, so yeah, obviously, a lot of things happened in C4. It was a crazy experience.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was frustrating. It was frustrating. It was fun. There were good and bad parts of it, but, I think, I don't know where the recording is. It might be like 40, 45 minutes, but I think, we can end it there. It is our first episode after all, and, we can do longer episodes in the future. This was good though. Personally, I think, we can obviously grow this podcast, and, it was fun talking, having a normal conversation. We obviously didn't talk about any of the stuff I had on the doc. But
yeah, we really
started. It's okay.
Didn't we?
It's okay. We got off track like in the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
We were like, before we get to anything,
before we get to anything, doesn't get to anything.
Yeah, exactly. I had stuff written on political drama, content drama, tech drama.
Who needs that,
like,
when you have Phineas and Ferb and Ninjago soundtracks?
Exactly. We can discuss, obviously, this another time, tomorrow, if we want to record it. It doesn't matter. For the listeners, you might be wondering, it might be a bit odd, but it's a very big delay for the first episode or two. We are recording it on August 15th, but this will only go up around August 22nd or August 23rd due to the fact that Spotify and Apple Podcasts need to approve it.
Oh, I was going to say that you're lazy. Okay, never mind.
No. I just need to edit a couple things in the podcast, and then I upload it to this thing called Anchor. And they distribute.
Okay,
they
I don't think they need to hear about you explaining how to upload podcasts.
Hey, no, it's our next podcast, Anchor, gives us a free sponsorship. All right,
what
we Anchor, for new users gives them a sponsorship.
Oh, sick!
The next one, I'm gonna be telling you how great Anchor is, because it is great. It's actually how we've done this. no, I mean, I'm not kidding. It's easy. You can obviously distribute your podcast like this, and it goes to all the platforms. Like, it goes to Google Podcasts, Amazon, everything. So yeah, you might see this on August 23rd. I already know a couple of people I might send this to. But, yeah, thank you for watching. I'm not watching. I'm so used to saying thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we hope to see you in our next episode. We don't know when that'll release for you. We don't know when that'll be. But hopefully we can get on a schedule eventually. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, thanks for listening. And we hope to see you in the next podcast. Please share this podcast.
And don't put your hand on wasps.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Your iPod will get cracked. It's
freaking cracked. It'll get lost.
It's a domino effect. You know?
Just like an Odd Ones Out outro, like how he says, "Wear your seatbelt. Don't put your hand on wasps."
Yeah, exactly. So subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you use. Thanks for listening, and don't put your hands on wasps.